Santo Dios, Santo fuerte, Santo inmortal, ten piedad.
24th March 2020, Father's Book, Part 15, The Humility of Our Father. In the book of Exodus, you read that God must be held in special veneration. The Psalms of David especially contain this teaching. In the commandments, which I myself gave to Moses, I emphasized, you will worship and love perfectly only one God. Well then, loving and honoring are two things that go together. As I have lavished so many benefits on you, I must be honored by you in a very special way. Giving your life, I wish to create you in my image. Your heart is therefore as sensitive as mine, and mine as yours. What would you not do if one of your neighbors did you a small favor to please you? The most insensitive man would be grateful to such a person forever. Anyone would try to find something that would give the greatest pleasure in recompense for the service performed. Well, I will be much more grateful to you, assuring you of eternal life, if you will do me the small favor of honoring me as I request. Let us reflect today on the sensitive heart of God. It is very wise of our Father to put our own heart before our eyes, because we notice very quickly when love is hurt. I'm not talking about this sensitivity, which is more of an ego spasm, and one is constantly busy protecting and defending oneself. The latter you have to learn to overcome by not taking your own ego so important and not binding your feelings. No, I mean the real injury of love, which can go very deep. When love is rejected or not given, think for example of children who grow up without love, deep wounds arise in the person and as a consequence often a hardening of the heart. It becomes understandable when you recognize the reason for our existence as an act of God's love, which should then be reflected and unfold in the lives of people. Now the Heavenly Father lets us understand that he too feels pain when we reject his love. He clearly let us understand this already happened through the suffering of the Lord. How much the love of God was heard there, and this also happens with every sin. Therefore, it is a wonderful gift of the fear of God that teaches us not to want to hurt the love of our Father under any circumstances. Although the fear of God is not identical with reverence, it is closely related. To give glory to God is a great work. This is done in various ways, including reverent participation in Holy Mass, faithful observance of the Lord's words, through a pure life. Above all, it is always important to refer to the Lord in all good things, because everything comes from Him. To confess this truth also serves the glory of God. If we do not do this, it is a sign of lack of love and gratitude towards God and also a violation of the act of honor due to God. Our Father reminds us of all the benefits He gives us and, with a picture from our human lives, points out to us what is the natural reaction that we give to people to proven benefits. And then we again encounter the loving humility of our Heavenly Father, a simple act of gratitude which is actually rooted in our human nature, namely to thank our Creator, is taken by God as an occasion to give us rich gifts. We have to slowly internalize this once again in order to let it sink in us as message of love. The eternal God leans toward us in fatherly love and only wants us to be grateful for what he gives us. That means he asks for the most normal thing in the world, to recognize him in his love for us and to honor him with it. There are two dimensions opening up. One is the infinitive love and humility of our Heavenly Father. But then also how far we human beings must be from him, that our Father must ask us for the most natural thing. Let us listen carefully to what our Father will still tell us in the coming days, how we can recognize, honor, and love him more.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil.